money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby. And then I prospered at Godspeed and it got me.
Money, money, power, yeah. I need checks in every week.
Oh, yeah.
For a season, nigga, I need.
Welcome back to another episode of Prosper to Godspeed. Hope y'all are doing good today. This morning, this night, whatever time you listen to this, I hope you're doing good. It's a little later in the week than I usually like to drop an episode. But better late than never, right? But never late is better. Drizzy. But as always, we'll start off with a short prayer. Lord, thank you again just for everything that you do, Lord. Things we acknowledge and things you don't, Lord. Thank you. Forgive us. Forgive those who commit sins against us. In your daughter's son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, hope y'all doing good. So, as you can tell by the title, this is something that's kind of, this is something that's kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? I say it's important to me. It's important to me, and it's something that I've always, I think about this every day, because there's different forms of it, and sometimes you expect, you know, when you're doing something, you expect, you know, you expect it from those who know you best, right? Like you expect a lot from them, right? So I want to talk about support, and like should we feel salty if we're not getting support from the people you feel should support you most? So anybody knows, like when you're doing something, of course you expect. Of course, you expect, like, support from your close friends. You expect them to support you regardless if it's going to pop or not. Like, you know, words only go so far. You need, I'm not going to say you. I'm going to say me. I need action. You know what I'm saying? I need action. Like, words is good because anybody can tell you anything any day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather have action over words. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a place for acknowledgement. Like, I see you, Tay. I see you, bro. I see you doing your thing. But if I'm making a product and I know this product can help you, regardless of if you're going to use it or not, a part of me feels like you should buy it because it could just be one. It could just be one thing, right? So why do we get upset when we don't get the support that we think we deserve or we should get from friends? Maybe is it because we feel like we would give that type of support that we're looking for? Probably. Support is a fickle thing. You know, you kind of got to be careful with who you tell. I'm learning that now. You got to be careful with who you tell your dreams and your plans to. Because you got people, you got friends that laugh in your face, talk behind your back, not really support you. But then you got friends that's going to buy it without you, buy something without you even asking them to buy it. They're gonna support you. They're gonna boost your head up, even if you don't need it boosting. They're gonna boost your head up and just say, "Bro, I believe in you," or "Sis, I believe in you. You gonna get it. You gonna get it." And a lot of people don't have that. I'm fortunate enough that I have a few people in my life that I can honestly say that support me. When I say a few people, you know, I already know the family on deck. You know what I'm saying? Mom, dad, brother. Brothers, you know, that's already on deck. But I'm talking about friends who become family, too. I only got a few. And I was thinking about this last night. That's all you need. That's all you need. You don't need, when you're trying to get somewhere, you don't need an entourage. Because, you know, the more people you have around you, the more likely you will fall. You know, you just need a few. And I'm the older I get, the more I realize that you just need a few. I'm not gonna name drop, but there's a few solid people that have been supporting me, you know, the way that I expected, you know, the way that I expected support. That's how they've been supporting me. And then there's some that probably don't give a flying flip what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? So what, Speedsters, what do you do? Or what do you feel like you should do when you're not getting that support from those people you feel like you should get support from? Should you cut them off? Should you be salty about it? Nah, don't be salty and don't cut them off, because you're always going to have a place for certain people in your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could never cut any of my friends off unless they just did something like that was just like, man, that's against the bro code or something like that. But for the most part, like, people got lives, people got bills. So I take that into consideration. I do. Now, we all big boys and big girls, but I take that in consideration, you know, like, probably got bills and stuff to pay for, and, it, you know, take it with a grain of salt. But at the same time, as time goes by, and you just think, like, dang, y'all still ain't supporting me like that. You know what I'm saying? Then you can address the situation of distancing yourself. That's what I feel like. I feel like I operate that way. Like, y'all will always be my peoples, but I gotta move. Like, I gotta distance myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm starting to see that I'm not valued the way that I want to be valued inside of this friendship. And there's nothing wrong with distancing yourself from a friendship, you know, or cutting people off. Now, I don't believe in cutting people off, burning bridges. I don't believe in it. And I only believe in doing so unless it's just called for. Like, if it just absolutely just calls for, it's a cause for, like, you cannot be in my life, you know. You know, because you never know. God might set you up so you to be, that person might be your boss, or that person, you might be running a business one day, and that person might be the person you need the most. They might have all the qualifications, all the experience that you're looking for, and you don't want to burn bridges. I don't believe in burning bridges unless, you know, you just feel like you, unless the relationship is causing harm or something like that, has caused some type of harm or discomfort or whatever the case may be. People move differently. People operate differently. I don't believe in cutting people off unless it's just a need for it. Like, just distance yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because at one point, somebody you were close with, those people were there for you. They did something for you. And that's how I look at everything. You know what I'm saying? I consider all of that inside of my friendships when they're not the same, you know, anymore, whatever the case may be. And a lot of the times when as the time go, people change, you know. Some change for the good and the better, some change for the bad, you know? So you can't hold it against you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like to consider myself a person that will pour into anybody, that will help any of my friends, peer group, whatever, that will help them. That's how I feel. But, you know, at the end of the day, the older I get, more time goes by, I see that I have to pour into people. I have to be around people that support the same, that has like the same vision that I have. You know what I'm saying? Like a part of me is, I don't see myself as somebody working for, you know, somebody for a long time. I could be wrong. And if God say, Devonte, you gonna be working as a school counselor for all your life, because that's what I want you to do, then that's one thing. But, you know, I don't feel like that's the case. And we just gonna have to see. But a lot of people are okay with, some people are okay with it, and that's fine. I'm not knocking anybody who want that lifestyle, because there is something, you know, a lot of people might not admit it, but there is something comforting about a Monday through Friday, a 9-to-5 job. It's something comfort. It's something there. I don't know what it is. Maybe security or whatever. You know, you have something to look forward to when they get close to the weekend. But me, like, I get it, but I want to be able to. I've talked about this in old episodes. I want to be able to say, "Hey, babe, we're going to Dallas this weekend." You know, no strings, like no calling in or putting in vacation time. That's what I see for myself, and that's what I want. I don't want to be like, "Oh, let me ask my manager." That's dead. That's dead for me. But when it comes to support, I say speechless. Don't get mad. Don't get mad. Don't hold it against them, and just be the best you can. You know, just take it as it comes. Cause I don't think, you know, the more I thought about it, I don't think it's anything. I don't think it's anything bad about it. I just think like people. I just feel like people genuinely, either they genuinely care or they don't care. That's what it boils down to. People, if they care, they'll support you. They'll do this and do that for you. If not, you know, they ain't gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? So, just take that how y'all want it. You know, when it comes to support, you just know, you know, support yourself if you got to. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you all you need. You all you need. So, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Come back for the next episode. Always and forever, Godspeed. Chill.
You got money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby. And then I prospered at Godspeed and it got me.
Money, power, yeah. I need checks in every week.
Oh, yeah.
Four season, nigga, I need breakfast.